Welcome to Booty Daily Podcast, powered by Booty AI. Today we are going to talk about Gigi Dalana, a beautiful and talented young singer from the Philippines.
Yes, Gigi Dalana, a really interesting artist.
Definitely. Her full name, Mary Gidget or Fano Dalayana, born in Olongapo, September 24th, 1995.
And she's not just a singer, right? She's an actress, performer.
Yeah.
Quite versatile.
Exactly. But that voice, it's really something special, very soulful. That's what first grabs you.
It is. And her journey, well, didn't start yesterday. She first got noticed on Tawag ng Tanggalan, didn't she, back in 2016?
Yeah, she was a grand finalist. That definitely put her on the map locally. A big deal, that show.
For sure. Huge platform. But then things really shifted gears during the pandemic.
Oh, absolutely. That's when the Gigi Vibes live stream started taking off.
Right. With her band, the Gigi Vibes, it was kind of amazing to watch from, you know, just online streams.
So suddenly having millions of views, it became this huge cultural thing almost overnight, it felt like.
It really did. What do you think was the magic ingredient there? Was it just the singing?
Well, the singing was incredible, obviously. Her way of taking classic songs and making them totally her own, that was a big part.
Mm-hmm. She has a knack for that, reinterpreting things.
But I think it was also her, you know, her personality, that authenticity, her laugh. People really connected with her, not just the music.
That makes sense. That genuine connection, it built a really strong fan base, very devoted.
Totally. And that online buzz, it didn't just stay online, did it?
No, not at all. It translated into some pretty major real-world success, like that Domination Tour.
Right. Headlining shows in the Middle East and then the U.S. That's a huge step.
A massive leap from live streams.
Yeah.
And then playing the Solaire Theater in Manila for G Rules in 2023. Another big milestone.
It definitely shows her standing back home, too. Prestigious venue.
And the international stuff just keeps coming. What about the 2024 tour?
Yeah, the Rated GG 2.0 tour in the U.S. That's been huge. Sold out shows. I saw reports from Hawaii, Washington, D.C.
Houston and Guam as well, I believe. So the audience is definitely there and growing.
It seems like it. And it's not just about ticket sales either. There was that recognition.
Oh, at the Philippine Embassy in D.C.
Exactly. Recognizing her for promoting Filipino talent on the world stage. That adds another layer, doesn't it?
It really does. It positions her as more than just an entertainer, sort of a cultural ambassador for OPM.
Yeah, original Filipino music. She's really bringing it to a global audience now. It's quite the journey.
From a talent show finalist to viral streams and now international tours and recognition, it really shows the power of, well, talent meeting the right platform.
And that authentic connection, you can't fake that. She seems to be a real beacon for OPM right now.
A fascinating story. Definitely one to watch. Makes you think about how stardom works today.
See you tomorrow at another Booty Daily Podcast. Have a great day, everyone.